Good morning, Kansas City. Happy Thursday. It's Rocket and Teresa show. You ever run into things that's like you stare at something and it's just there and it kind of throws you off?
Sure.
There's a spot on Teresa's forehead.
And I rude, kind of, my gosh.
Why are you so freaking rude?
I'm just kind of like...
Rude!
No, I'm not trying to be rude.
I feel like you are.
It's like there's just this dot or a spot on your face.
It's not a dot. It's some kind of weird blotch. I don't know where it came from. If you have never seen me... Okay, no. First of all, rude. That is not a mole. First of all, if you've never seen me, I have very fair skin.
You do.
I'm one of those people, like, for example, if I get my eyebrows waxed or whatever, I'm going to have red splotches all for the rest of the day. And I don't know if I just stuck my thumb on my forehead or what I did, but all of a sudden I have this splotch right above my eye. It was not there 20 minutes ago. It just appeared.
You can't see it from where I'm sitting. We're on camera right now. I can't see it on the camera. Rocket is doing what the kids call trolling you.
I see it. It's right.
I cannot see it.
There.
It is not there.
If you're looking at the video that we are recording, it's right there.
There is nothing
not
there.
Not so much over here and not so much over here, but right there.
What Rocket's doing right now reminds me of one day he jokingly said that your suitcase smelled like dog pee.
Yeah, and now I'm super self-conscious about it.
And I constantly think my suitcase
smells like pee.
She has a real complex, but it's not true. It's never been true for one day that it smelled like pee.
I would also like to point out that I have even told Tara, hey, you know what? No joke. That actually like really made me self-conscious and hurt my feelings, and I'm really worried about it. And yet she keeps joking about it, knowing that I said it really bothers me, and now I really worry that sometimes maybe my dog peed on my backpack.
This is a Ronnie Rocket thing. I don't know why we're putting it on Tara. That really didn't work out for me.
It's like the dot lady with the pee bag. It's just like...
What?
Anyone?
I don't get it.
The dot lady with the pee bag.
Oh.
It's because it's not a dot, it's a splotch, Rocket.
Gosh.
Get your blemish terminology.
I can't even spell splotch.
Correct.
Splotch.
Is that what you think I sound like, Tara? No. Great. Now she thinks I have a speech impediment.
No, I think you sound like
Rocket. Now she's making fun of my forehead. She's making fun of the way I smell. And she's making fun of the way I talk.
Should we tell the audience what you called me right before this break started?
I don't think anyone's going to disagree.
Oh, my gosh.
God, we should double down.
The only reason we're talking about this, we're going to put a video up, is I really didn't notice anything.
No one did.
But once you see it, you can't unsee it.
It's like Teresa went off on this for like 15 minutes before the show started.
Because it's a splotch on my forehead.
Wait, do you know what this reminds me of?
Also, I'd like to point out that when I asked Tara if she could see it, she goes, well, I see like a dent. Well, I didn't. Thanks. I didn't think I had a dent. It felt like it was completely flat and just kind of discolored. But now I'm worried I have a dent.
It's rocking
a
dent head.
What I meant was like when you
so
lean on your face.
So let's recap again. I have a dent. I have a splotch. I smell like dog pee and apparently have a speech impediment.
You guys.
Rocket
with friends like this, who needs enemies?
Wow. Guys.
Now you guys know why I sat alone in the cafeteria in high school.
Oh, my gosh.
I have a real-life example of this that'll make Teresa feel better.
What? Will it?
My daughter also has very sensitive skin, and if she runs up against anything, she gets a red mark.
I didn't run up against anything.
So yesterday, after the shower, we were getting dressed, and she ran into my bottom and goes, Mom, you got booty on me. And then she got a red mark on her forehead for a while.
I don't really see how that pertains to me. Okay. I definitely did not run into Tara's booty.
That you know of.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
Also, it's cute when it's a 3-year-old, Tara. It's not cute if you're implying that basically you put your butt on my face, okay?
Hey, she's not 3 till the 19th. Shut up.
Okay.
She's still a baby.
Okay, wait a minute. Let's reel it in.
I don't know if we can, Rocket. The show has gone off the rails and it is barely even, it's not even 6:30.
I know.
We are never going to land this plane.
Okay. I need my asthma inhaler. Somebody, we'll take a break. We'll come back with tabloid.
Yes. Okay. You guys, as just when we think we can't love Jason Kelce even more, there's more stories about how sweet he is and something really cool that he did for one of his soon-to-be former coworkers.
Sabrina Carpenter, Feather on Mix. Good morning. It's Rocket and Teresa show. You know, spring break is happening for a lot of kids already, and it really goes on through March. Everybody gets off at different times, but we know that you're probably already at work. A lot of guys get up early like we do, and we want to make you a finalist. This is really cool because tomorrow we're going to give you something really cool.
Yeah, we want to send you on an adult spring break, a.k.a. a trip to Mazarese with $500. We want you to call now to become a finalist, 816-476-7093. It's really a 1 in 4 chance. Chances are very good. Tomorrow, we will pick one of the finalists to win $500 to spend at Mazarese Jewelry.
Now, they have a lot of different things you can buy, right there?
Yeah, they have watches for men and women, gifts for men and women, lots of fine jewelry. Their handbags, I have to go and like wipe up the drool off my face a little bit when I see their designer handbags. They're so pretty.
Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
This is Kelsey.
Hi, Kelsey. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
You are our very last finalist. I could call you the final finalist to win $500 to use at Mazarese Jewelry. Do you think you would treat yourself or get a gift for somebody else?
Oh, I'm treating myself.
That a girl. What, yeah. what are you thinking? Jewelry? Handbag?
Well, I'm recently got a divorce, so maybe I'll get myself a new ring to wear somewhere else.
Heck yes,
good
girl.
Idea.
Get yourself that ring. We are going to make you a finalist. We'll put you on hold for just 1 second, and tomorrow we'll call you if you're the grand prize winner.
That's pretty cool. The odds are really on your side.
May the odds be ever in your favor.
There you go. Coming up after the new Doja Cat.
Well, that was Kelsey, and I actually have several Kelsey stories, including the very interesting thing that Jason Kelsey was wearing during his retirement speech.
All right, good morning, Kansas City. Good morning, Kansas City. Happy Thursday. It's kind of cool outside. Early this morning, I got up extra early, and then I was watching the news, and there's like a weather thing went off, like an alert.
Mm-hmm.
Like, are we going to get some storms maybe this afternoon? It was really weird because you really hear a weather alert early in the morning.
Oh, no. Let me look. Is it going to be like cozy fun storms or like snowstorms? What are you talking?
No. Like more like rain.
No, we are past snow. I reject any thought of that. We're not getting any more of that stuff.
Ooh, this says today starting at noon, 40% of the area, but then it goes on to 75% of the area. I think we're going to get some rain.
But you're rain. Make it clear. Rain.
Yeah, rain.
Not snow.
No
rain.
Snow. Real quick, I want to remind you that we're going to be out live tomorrow. Pretty excited to kick off our show at Comic-Con.
Yeah, Planet Comic-Con is going to be all weekend long at Bartle Hall, Friday through Sunday, and we will be there tomorrow morning. It's going to be lots of fun. Did you guys see the story that came down about Jason Kelsey yesterday?
Which
this
one?
Made me so happy. The one that he did for his trainer.
Oh, yeah.
It came down. Excuse my throat this morning. It came down in after the podcast dropped yesterday, but it's very sweet how Jason has had the same Eagles trainer that taped his ankles for every single game for 13 seasons, but he is battling cancer right now, and so he actually missed Jason's last game, mm-hmm. not knowing that that was going to be his final game, and he just said that he, you know, regretted that he didn't get to take care of him. I'm sorry, excuse me. So I guess Jason had him tape his ankles for his press conference, even though he was just sitting in a chair under a table, and nobody would even know about it. He did that because they just have a special relationship, and he wanted to honor him.
And we've talked about this before, that these players have they're all very superstitious. And with the good thing about this, him taping up Jason's ankle for the press conference, he's in remission right now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a great story, feel-good story.
It's just very sweet that mm-hmm. they have that relationship.
Yes.
And he's like, you know what, let's go do our thing one last time together. By the way, yesterday, Travis Kelce's manager said that he is heading to Singapore to rejoin Taylor Swift on tour. And there's a story floating around this morning about Brittany Mahomes. She's warning new moms, just your daily reminder, once you have kids, please take care of your pelvic floor, seriously. And she captioned the Instagram story from a girl with a fractured back.
Oof.
And she didn't reveal what exactly led to her back injury, but she said she's recovering while vacationing with family.
That is so true. Such a good point.
That's very scary. Rust movie armorer Hannah Gutierrez-Reed is convicted of involuntary manslaughter in the death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins. That came down yesterday. Hutchins was the cinematographer that was killed when the prop gun held by actor Alec Baldwin accidentally fired a live round. Gutierrez-Reed now faces a maximum of 18 months in prison. She's in prison right now, waiting for her sentence.
Baldwin's, she's so young too.
Yeah, Baldwin's trial is set for July. That has to be scary for him.
Yeah. To see that it came to that outcome.
Yeah.
He's next.
Adam Sandler tops Forbes' list of the highest paid actors of 2023 with $73 million. He is followed by Margot Robbie at $59 million and Tom Cruise at $45 million. And by the way, this is strictly acting. endorsements or like non-entertainment producing. Investments. No, I think producing still falls under that.
Okay.
Like how Ryan Reynolds has his phone company sure. and Wrexham and all that other stuff. This is specifically like acting related money.
Gotcha.
And you know, Adam Sandler has that big Netflix deal. Dakota Johnson and Coldplay's Chris Martin are reportedly engaged after 6 years of dating. He's 47, she's 34. And by the way, she gets along really well with Gwyneth Paltrow, Chris's ex.
I love them. They're like the model family for if you have to mm-hmm. separate and break things up. I saw a quote from her recently saying like, his kids are my
her.
Whole world yeah. or something like that to that effect. I think she's great.
Yeah. And Shania Twain, she is getting her own Barbie doll. So they're actually releasing a whole bunch of these for, what is it, National, is it Women's? What is, oh God, what is the month? Is it Women's Month? Women's History
National
Month?
Women's.
Oh, good Lord.
We're
celebrating women in the month of March. And so they're releasing several Barbies, and Shania Twain is getting her own from Mattel.
For Women's History Month.
Women's History
like
Month.
Like we said the whole time.
Yeah, sure. And so yesterday she made this video when she got to approve her Barbie.
Shania, here's your official Shania Twain Barbie doll.
Just give me a minute.
Yeah.
Of course, reference to Ryan Gosling in the Barbie movie. Rocket, you've seen it? You don't get it?
What did she say?
She says sublime. It's
oh,
the part
sublime.
Where Ryan Gosling goes back inside as Ken and he goes, sublime.
Okay.
Greta Gerwig said that was one of her
sublime!
Favorite lines.
That's
all right, if you guys would keep up with your pop culture, then that would have been amazing. Yeah,
I couldn't hear what she said.
That's your tabloid trash. It's brought to you by Lean Kitchen. Save time and money with healthy grab-and-go meals that are delicious from Lean Kitchen KC. Locally owned with 5 locations, leankitchenkc.bottle.com.
All right, a quick break, and then we'll come back with what's trending.
Yeah, lots of new foods that are about to hit the grocery store shelves that I think you're going to be excited about. And one man online claims he has now discovered the perfect date night idea.
Good morning, KC. Happy Thursday. It's a Rocket and Teresa show. Super excited. We're going to talk about it because we're going to be broadcasting live tomorrow. It's kind of nice when we get out of this little box here in Westport, and we're going to be hanging out to watch families all get together. It's really one of the best weekends that I've attended in Kansas City. If you've got small families, young kids, even grown-ups, we're talking about Comic-Con.
Yeah, it's Planet Comic-Con happening tomorrow through Sunday at Bartle Hall, and we will be there broadcasting live for the first day tomorrow morning.
Are you going to bring Grace out?
I don't know. I didn't think about it. I don't like to wake her up super early for our broadcast, but I might circle back and bring her back later.
It's so fun to watch little kids. You know how they're just, you can watch videos on TikTok or YouTube.
Yeah.
They get so fascinated with like superheroes and things.
Yeah, the people walking around in costume, I think, would fascinate her. She's not like me. When I was little, I was kind of scared of people in costume because I'm a real wimp. She embraces it. She
Does
loves
she?
It. Yeah.
Yeah, my daughter was the same way. Didn't have none of it.
Yeah.
She used to torture Teresa watching the TV show Barney.
Oh my gosh, horrible.
And then I decided to fly her down. I think she was like 3 or 4. And we flew to Orlando to go see Barney, the whole exhibit.
Okay.
Cried the whole time.
Oh,
because he's frightening.
Yes, he's gigantic.
He's the worst.
Yeah,
I'm just telling you.
Just jot that down.
Yeah, and speaking of nerds, and I mean that in a loving, endearing way, because that's what Planet Comic Con is all about. We love nerds rule the world. Jim Parsons and Mayim Bialik from The Big Bang Theory, they just announced that they are returning as Sheldon and Amy in the Young Sheldon series finale.
I absolutely love this when I saw it.
That's coming up fast, though. It airs next Thursday on CBS. You know, because of the writer's strike, this was an incredibly short season. I want to say only like maybe 6 episodes or less.
I will say that is one show that you turned me on to that I instantly loved the first episode.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting because I only watched the first episode.
Are you serious?
I haven't watched this. I've seen bits and pieces, but it's not something I watch regularly.
I loved
now
it.
That it's ending, I'll probably go through and binge it.
Oh, Young Sheldon?
Yes.
Yeah, I never
Big Bang
watched
Theory,
that one.
I watched the whole thing.
Yeah, Big Bang Theory.
It's just interesting how the Young Sheldon turns into the Sheldon's on TV, Big Bang Theory. I loved it.
Well, the thing that surprised me the most is when we found out the mom on Young Sheldon is actually Laurie Metcalf's real-life daughter. At first, we're like, boy, she's a great actress. She's just nailing it. Yeah, because that's her real-life mom. I got more info on the Barbie thing that I messed up last hour and didn't have all the details. It's Barbie's Role Model Series in honor of Women's History Month.
Cool.
And there will be a Shania Twain Barbie, a Viola Davis Barbie, Helen Mirren, and Kylie Minogue.
Okay, I love that.
Yeah.
Yes. 3 new foods are hitting grocery store shelves, Cheez-It flavored Hidden Valley Ranch. Okay, are you excited about that? That's in honor of, I guess, National Ranch Day is coming up on March 10th.
I feel like I'd prefer the opposite. Ranch flavored Cheez-Its.
They're good. I bought them at Quick Trip last week.
Cheez-It flavored ranch dressing. Yeah. Actually, is a ranch Cheez-It already exist?
Yeah, the actual Cheez-It exists.
Yeah, this is the ranch dressing.
Yes.
Yes. Campbell's is doing a limited edition grilled cheese flavored tomato soup.
Some people say that that's already out. I haven't seen it because I would buy that in a heartbeat.
It sounds yummy. And then Oscar Mayer is releasing their plant-based meatless hot dogs called Not Hot Dogs, and they also are selling Not Sausages.
Okay, here's the deal. You guys know I'm a hot dog kid. Mm-hmm. Grew up on hot dogs, all beef hot dogs. I think I would try this. Because where were we, Teresa? One day you just were trying something. You gave me some kind of Boca burger or something.
The little Morningstar sausages. I love those.
And I thought it tasted great. Yeah. I'm willing to try this hot dog.
Yeah. You know what? My kids actually grew up only eating the Morningstar sausages. I'm not sure if they know what real sausages taste like. And finally, a guy on Twitter claims he has the perfect idea for a date night at home. He calls it bottle night, and you just put your phones down, grab a bottle of wine, and you talk. The guy who posted it online, his name is Colin, and he said that he and his girlfriend, air quote, invented it during a blizzard in Buffalo last year. In fact, when the post went viral, people are poking fun at him saying, this guy just discovered hanging out, and he thinks he's brilliant.
Yes, because really, that's all you're doing, right?
Yeah, but he does make sense. He says, we lock our phones away, turn the TV off, we grab a bottle of wine each, and we talk. That's it. We simply talk and enjoy each other's presence. We live together, but it's easy to miss out on quality time.
Here's the deal. Wine affects me different than it does any other alcohol beverage. I don't think I'd be talking after a whole bottle of wine.
I would either be having the time of my life or crying. It's one or the other. They would definitely not be neutral.
Tara would be like, why don't you help me more?
Why don't you love me? If you never met me, would you still love me? You wouldn't?
That's what's trending on Mix.
Coming up next is your chance to multiply your winnings with the Kansas Lottery during trivia.
KMXV is Kansas City. I had a couple friends just sent me a couple texts early wanting to know, is your forehead okay? When we got to work, there was something on your head.
I don't know. Is your forehead okay, Rocket? What's on yours? Is that a big L I see on your forehead?
Got him. Jinx.
We got to work and we were filming a video, and I guess Teresa spotted something on her head and she couldn't let it go.
You couldn't let it go.
She was trying to live her life and you're like, guys, I am so distracted by that spot on Teresa.
You okay?
I'm not even gonna give you eye contact. I'm not gonna give you satisfaction.
Oh wow!
Of looking into my beautiful eyes.
It's okay. He doesn't need eye contact during. He's fine either way.
He actually prefers not eye contact. Yeah. Don't look at me. Turn around.
Doesn't everybody?
Turn around.
Okay, now that went too far.
No, it didn't. Yeah, I mean, no, like, it didn't. It was just right. It's just
like, look, she can't even talk. Breathe, Teresa. Breathe. All right, let's give me a chance to win some money.
That's right. Your chance to multiply your winnings with the Kansas Lottery. The way this works is you call now to play trivia. Rocket's a perv. Teresa's innocent. 816-476-7093. If you get my trivia question right, you'll get $30 in Kansas Lottery instant scratch tickets and become a finalist to multiply your winnings. So one lucky person is going to get the chance to play for up to $1,000 cash. Thanks to Kansas Lottery's X Cash Blitz instant scratch tickets. We're doing this right now during the hours of 7, 12, and 5. Your first chance of the day is right now.
Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Melanie.
Hi, Melanie. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Thank you for asking. Are you ready?
We're ready. I got a car full of girls that are going to help me out.
Well, real quick, who are the girls in the car?
We've got Kinley, Olivia, and Sophia. We're on our way to school.
Hi, ladies. How old are they?
8th grade.
Okay.
At Plaza Middle School. Say hi, girls. Hi.
My daughter went there when she was younger.
All right. It's great. We love it.
Yeah. Are you ready? Here we go.
Here we go.
All right. 1 in 7 adult men still depend on their mother for this. What is it?
Laundry.
No. Good guess, though.
Thanks. Okay. Have a great day, ladies.
Bye.
Good morning, Mix. What's the answer?
They were like, oh, I'm out.
Good morning, Mix. What's the answer?
Money.
Nope, not money. 1 in 7 adult men still depend on their mother for this. What is it?
Good morning, Mix. What's the answer?
Their meals.
Not their meals.
Good morning, Mix. What's the answer?
Making a doctor's appointment?
Nope.
Good morning, Mix. What's the answer? Good morning, Mix. What's the answer?
Advice?
No, 1 in 7 adult men still depend on their mother for what?
What's the answer? Good morning.
Taking their side in an argument.
I'm sick of your Googling. It hurts my heart. But that is the answer. 1 in 7 adult men still depend on their mother to take their side in an argument.
I'm sorry. If I was fighting with my husband and he said, well, my mom says, I'd be like, stop that sentence right there.
He'd be like, oh, man, why don't you go call your mommy? So you get $30 in Kansas Lottery instant scratch tickets and you're a finalist to multiply your winnings.
Yay.
Hey, man, I'm going to put you on hold. We'll come back and get all your info, okay?
Sounds good.
You bet, man. Hold on. All right, coming up in just a few minutes, Teresa, you had a story about a trendy date that's going around?
Yeah, it's a guy who created something called Bottle Night, and it's gone viral. Apparently, it's the best way to spend an evening.
Yeah, we'll find out what you think about it coming up next. Good morning, Kansas City. It's a Rocket and Teresa show. Going to be a little cooler today. Slight chance of rain coming up afternoon. All right, so Teresa read this story not too long ago about dating. And whether you've done this yourself or maybe in the past, or is it a good trend, I don't know what to think about it myself, so I'll let Teresa explain what we're talking about.
Well, it's kind of funny. It's a guy who went online and said that he discovered a thing called Bottle Night, where him and his girlfriend turned off their phones, each grabbed a bottle of wine, and they just talked and enjoyed each other's company all night. And when the post went viral, people were teasing him, saying, this guy thinks he discovered hanging out. Yeah, it's nothing new. But it does make sense that in a world where we don't unplug very often and we just don't take time to just sit and actually talk with someone, that sounds like a nice, intimate evening. I would enjoy it.
I'd like to see what you think, Kansas City, 816-476-7093. Here's the thing I told the girls earlier. Wine affects me different than a certain, like, say, a beer.
Sure.
But I think I'd be just trashed after a whole bottle of wine.
I think it could be. I think Bottle Night is just an example. I think it could be anything. Like, okay, let's have a nice meal. Let's turn off the TV and the phone, and let's just sit and talk for a few hours. Same thing.
And it could be a glass of wine each. It doesn't have to be a bottle each, because that sounds like a headache.
Rocket, you could just unpack a whole package of gummies.
Yeah, babe.
Or maybe half of one. Whatever.
So I wonder, has anybody even heard of this or done this? I don't know if you have a better idea trending that it would be dating, but I do like the fact of unplugging.
Same.
I think everybody needs to unplug.
Here's where Rocket would have a hard time. A, he doesn't like having people in his home.
Yes.
B, he doesn't like wine. C, he doesn't like intimacy. D, is that next? He doesn't like looking into people's eyes and answering intimate questions.
E, he loves his phone. So, babe, this might not be the date for you. I would love to do this. I'm not throwing around any loose accusations toward my husband because he's phenomenal. However, I lose my phone all the time because I don't look at it that often. Mm-hmm. He is obsessed with his phone. If I hear anything in the house, it's going to be he's listening to a podcast. He's watching reels. Like that phone, I'm sure his screen time is like 24 hours a day.
That's the thing. By the way, call in with your thoughts, because I think that's the thing. I don't think people can go without their phones.
I know. I would love this so much. And honestly, I can't drink right now because I'm pregnant. But if he could just put his phone away for like an hour and look into my eyeballs, that'd be great.
Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Good morning. This is Patricia.
Hey, Patricia.
Hi. The young man did make a clear statement, but it's something that some people already do. I think a lot of people need to have that idea that he pushed out there. It gives them a chance to put away their phone and communicate with each other. Mm-hmm. You can live with somebody, be married to them, and still don't even know who they are.
That's a good point.
This way, it gives you a chance to sit, feel a little romantic, even if you're at home, and just talk to each other about each other's day or what they think or how they feel.
Well, you're going to be tipsy already, right?
One thing's obviously going to lead to another.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, okay.
I do like Thanks, Patricia. Said in his statement, he said, we live together, but it's easy to miss out on quality time. And he said, we simply talk and we enjoy each other's presence.
And what time does this wine bottle or whatever date start? Because you're going to be hungover when you drink a full bottle of wine.
You know what would be perfect? Let's start it at about 2 p.m. We're going to have a nice meal. We're going to drink our bottle of wine. We're going to have fun, enjoy each other, maybe even pass out, and then wake up at 8 p.m. and be like, let's go again.
Love it.
Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Rocket, get you a mate. Get a girlfriend.
What does it have to do with me?
Everything.
Everything. Rocket, get a girlfriend. Okay. Rocket, guess what? You ain't got to marry her. But get a girlfriend.
Yeah, Patricia. That's right.
Have a great day.
You too. She told you. Direct with me.
I wish she would call us like once an hour, no matter what we're talking about. Like, Rocket, get a girlfriend. I love that.
So 816-476. You could call or you can text. Or is this just a dumb idea? Something that, like Teresa said. By the way, is this a joke, or do you think you really did put it out?
People aren't sure if it was tongue in cheek or not because it is so simple. Hey, you're just hanging out, and he thinks he invented something new. But I feel like it is kind of new again because we don't do this often enough.
I mean, really, you think about it. Either somebody's watching TV. Mm-hmm. I was at dinner early last night at Trezzo, and it's like I see and I look around. There's couples who are on a date, and a lot of people, everybody's on a phone.
Yeah. Like something we don't do often enough is like when it's kind of like this time of year where it's still a little bit cool at nighttime, but not miserable, and sit on our back patio with maybe like a fire. And
that's
just sit and
favorite.
Talk. That's
yes.
one of my favorite things to do, and we never do it. My husband and I have completely opposite schedules.
Samesies.
Yeah. Don't you think, at the end of the day, aren't people just tired when they work all day long? They just want to go home and relax, go to bed?
I don't know, Rocket. Just get a girlfriend.
Get a girlfriend, Rocket. If there's one thing I took away from this conversation, it's Rocket, get a girlfriend.
Okay, thanks. Good morning, Kansas City. Going to be cool today. Maybe around 50 or so, but we could see rain coming up after noon. All right, somebody asked me this question yesterday. I really don't know the answer to it, about the Kelce brothers and how they have the number one podcast in the world. And they were thinking, do you think that once Jace, because he announced his retirement, was it Monday?
Yeah, I think it was Monday.
It was.
So he announced his retirement, and they're saying, is there a chance that he's going to make more money not playing football?
Maybe.
And protecting his body?
Probably. I'll bet he gets a lot of opportunities. And he's been getting a lot of just commercial endorsements and things lately. And I'm sure that they're killing it with that podcast.
Because a lot of my old school friends, they're still fans of like Peyton Manning.
Mm-hmm.
He's been gone from football for a while. But yet people still know who he is.
Well, and people like that brother dynamic, like that, you know, yes. the Peyton-Eli dynamic, and when they do TV shows together, and, you know, obviously we're obsessed with the Kelce brothers right now. I love the story that came down yesterday when they released the new episode of New Heights, where Jason he's had the same Eagles trainer the entire 13 seasons he's played. This man taped up his ankles before every single game, but he's been battling cancer, and so he was not able to be there and do that for Jason in what we now know was his final game. At the time, you know, didn't necessarily know it was going to be Jason's last game, and you know, he was kind of emotional and sad that he didn't get to do that, and they didn't get to have that moment together. It was kind of their, you know, tradition every single game. And so right before his press conference, even though he was just sitting in a chair under a table, Jason had this trainer tape his ankles up so that they could, you know, go out.
He's a nice guy for
one
sure.
One last time.
That so made sweet. You happy, didn't it?
It makes me cry. Everything about Jason Kelce makes me cry. I don't know if there's a nicer human being on the planet.
Do you think he's more known than Travis?
No, I think it's pretty equal now.
I do too, actually.
But I just remember when Taylor first was in the picture here. Mm-hmm. And I had friends, a lot of friends, just, oh, this is so dumb. Now, all of a sudden, months later, fast forward, she's the best thing for football. She's done so much. I'm like, people really turned real quick on this. When you start seeing what she's done for the NFL and helping, like, when dads and daughters watch football together, don't you think that's so cool?
Yes.
I'm just having a lot of fun watching men from other countries in Australia, in Singapore, and all these places wearing 87
yes!
Sweatshirts. And they probably don't follow American football, but it's just, they're such big Swifties, and they're excited to wear those sweatshirts or the jerseys to her concert.
It really, truly is amazing. And we live here.
Yeah. And I guess Travis, his manager, said yesterday he's on his way to, I don't know if he's officially on his way or if he's there, but he's going to Singapore.
You know, like Tara said, we both read an article that she's been coming to the games, or they've been talking a lot sooner than we thought.
Yeah, she was physically at Arrowhead before we knew that they were talking. I love that bit of information.
And then if you think about what came down yesterday, in case you missed it, I think this is incredible. Was it Andy Reid that talked about her?
And her Pop-Tarts?
Pop-Tarts.
Oh, the story about Pop-Tarts?
Yeah.
Where he told the story how she made homemade Pop-Tarts for the team, and actual Pop-Tart brand got a hold of that and said that they're going to donate some money to Harvesters, and if she will give them her secret recipe, they'll double the donation.
Can you imagine the amount of money? Look what she already does. She already does this stuff all the time. Can you imagine how much money that she could raise with just doing
Seriously.
That?
If they released like a Pop-Tart Taylor's version and it was 100% for charity, that would be awesome.
Wait, and I think she would do that, knowing it's 100% charity.
What if it's literally just an actual Pop-Tart out of the wrapper with like a piece of cheese on it or something?
Or like she cuts it out into a heart shape.
Homemade.
I mean, I really wouldn't know, because Sarah, you're the cook in this show. You do more cooking than anybody. I mean, how would you even go about making a homemade Pop-Tart?
You would make the crust first, mm-hmm. cut it up, and then put in the filling, put it together, put your fork around all the edges, yeah, put it in the oven, pull it out,
just
put
dough
the icing
with
on.
Some fruit filling. I guess.
You know what's the weird thing about me and Pop-Tarts?
What?
I've never had one hot.
What? You've never put it in a toaster and actually made it hot?
I've never put one in a toaster.
They do taste good cold.
I just love me a good
They're
Pop-Tart.
They're delightful. And okay. I'm all about generic brands, but for some reason, when it comes to Pop-Tarts, it has to be actual Kellogg's Pop-Tarts. Isn't that who makes it, Kellogg's?
I think so.
I've tried other generic brands. No good. And if it's one of those icky ones that doesn't even have icing on it, that's outrageous.
You know what almost hits the spot? It's like protein Pop-Tarts. It's totally fake, but it's like less sugar, higher protein. It almost hits the spot. It almost scratches that Pop-Tart.
It has to have the icing and like the little sprinkles on the top. And I usually bite off the part that doesn't have icing. Like, you know, there's a little bit of just the doughy bread that's around the edge. No, you got to break that off or bite it off. It has to all be icing.
All right. So listen, we are getting ready for spring break. And I know a lot of you have to work and everything, but we want to make you a finalist right now, because tomorrow we could be calling you.
Yes, we could. Why don't you just text Mazarese to 816-476-7093 to be a finalist to win an adult spring break, a trip to Mazarese with $500.
816-476-7093 when we come back.
Trending topics, some new Barbies that are honoring women role models, and some new foods that you're probably going to want to buy.
Good morning, Casey. Happy Thursday. It's a Rockin' and Tracy show. Going to see some rain maybe later on today. Coming up after 8 o'clock, I'm going to ask you this now so you can start texting in. Our phone number is the same number. You could call or text either one. 816-476-7093. When is the last time you ran into a celebrity, and how did it go? It can be any celebrity, just meeting real people, you know, a celebrity. 816-476-7093. Who was that last person and how did it go? Start texting 816-476-7093.
Let's get into trending topics this morning. Rust movie armorer Hannah Gutierrez Reed is convicted of involuntary manslaughter in the death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins. This came down yesterday. Hutchins was the person that was killed when the prop gun held by actor Alec Baldwin fired a live round. So Gutierrez Reed now faces a maximum of 18 months in prison. Baldwin's trial is set for July.
You know, I was reading all about this once it came out. It seems like it's been a while now. But they didn't even know she was qualified to even have that position.
Yeah.
She was so young.
I think her dad did it.
Yes.
Like it was sort of a family business, mm-hmm. but she's very new to it. Yes. Yeah. And they were arguing in court that I guess things were very rushed and that she didn't have enough time to properly secure everything, and that wasn't her fault, that maybe she was being ordered around to do things in a quick way.
Either way, it was just a sad ordeal. Yeah.
Barbie's role model series is something new in honor of Women's History Month. You can now have new Barbies from Shania Twain, Viola Davis, Helen Mirren, and Kylie Minogue. Three new foods are hitting grocery store shelves. I think you're going to enjoy these. So just ahead of National Ranch Day, which is March 10th, if you need to make your plans and have a ranch party, Hidden Valley announced it's releasing Cheez-It flavored ranch dressing. Yay, nay.
Opposite. I want opposite. Ranch flavored Cheez-Its.
I had them. They're good.
Campbell's is releasing a limited edition grilled cheese flavored tomato soup.
I definitely want to try that.
It's like grilled cheese dumplings. I bet that'd be good.
Yes. Is that for the super lazy person who just can't make a grilled cheese to eat with their tomato soup?
Too hard.
Yeah. And then Oscar Mayer is making plant-based meatless hot dogs that are called Not Hot Dogs. And they also have sausages called Not Sausages.
I want to try this. I don't know why. I've been eating hot dogs my entire life. And it all started out, though, when I was young at Meemaw's place. It was all beef hot dogs.
Yeah, right.
I grew up with that, not all the processed stuff. But as you become...
Oh, they were processed.
Yeah, but now as you become an adult, you just... Can you eat a hot dog raw?
You can, and I did when I was little.
I do.
I don't like them like that, no.
Tara, can you eat a hot dog raw?
I don't think I would like to.
Your daughter?
I don't... You guys are going to be mad. I don't think she's ever tried a hot dog.
I'm not mad about that because that is not the healthiest. Now, I am mad that you have not given your daughter an Oreo and she's almost three. I feel like she's super deprived.
It just hasn't come up.
Here's the deal.
Well, make it come up.
Here's the deal. I think that there's always parents say, I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to get him that McNugget or do all this stuff. But you usually cave in. Tara hasn't caved in yet.
Well, chicken nugs are life for her. I've caved into that.
You did?
But we do get the all white meat bear chicken organic nugs, so I feel a little bit better about it. But gosh, it's still a chicken nugget.
Snooze.
She's never had a dinosaur nugget.
Has she ever had a McDonald's nugget?
No. Yeah.
When we drove home from Branson, we went as a family, we tried to get her McNuggets, and she was like, bleh, bleh. She did not care for them.
See, you're ruining her for life. She's never going to be able to enjoy processed fast food. Look what you've done to her.
I'm the worst.
You're making a healthy kid. Way to go. What's wrong with you?
Way to go, Tara. Mom, fail. In entertainment news, Jim Parsons and Mayim Bialik will reunite as Big Bang Theory couple Sheldon and Amy in the Young Sheldon series finale, which is coming up, by the way, next Thursday on CBS. That was fast. I think it's only had like six episodes this season because of the writer's strike. Mm-hmm. And then the Twilight franchise is expanding. Now, we've already heard, and I don't know if this is in the works or how far away it is, but we've heard that they have been talking about, I think Netflix is going to remake it into a series instead of just movies. But now Variety reports an animated Twilight series is being shopped around by Lionsgate TV.
I can see that. If you think about it, when the movies came out, they almost had an animated feel. Like the characters and their faces. And
I don't know how I feel about it.
I have to be honest. This is a judgmental comment.
Okay.
You guys make fun of me being entertained by a Britney Spears show,
mm-hmm.
but Twilight, that okay. acting is bad.
Have you read the books, though?
No.
See, the books are amazing. And also, I don't listen to anything you say about movies or books because you haven't even read Harry Potter, literally the best-selling series of all time.
Yeah, that's what
like
they say.
Children's most favorite, cherished children's series, and you haven't even read
okay,
it.
Okay, when I was
so
in
you
grade
lose
school,
all book credibility. All
if
book
everybody
credibility.
Liked something, I would purposely not do it just because I'm weird.
So you're going to deprive your daughter
and
of
I
that,
do,
too?
I mean,
hey,
she
great. You don't get McDonald's, you don't get any Oreos, and you certainly don't get any Harry Potter.
And on her third birthday, she turns two. See you later.
Wow. By the way, that's what's trending on Mix, brought to you by Planet Comic Con, the place where we celebrate all things cool and pop culture like Harry Potter. You're not allowed in anymore, Tara. Planet Comic Con Kansas
oh, I'm
City
still.
Is celebrating 25 years of pop culture fun with the biggest, most star-studded show in Planet's history. It is tomorrow through Sunday at Bartle Hall, and we will be there tomorrow broadcasting live, all of us but Tara.
Hey, Tara, who is this Harry Potter thing she keeps talking about?
Is it a football player? I'm not sure.
Mix 93.3.
You sound like nerds.
Sky Cruiser traffic.
Good morning, Kansas City. It's a Rocket and Tracy show. So we want to know, you can start texting in. We'll take your calls coming up in about 3.5 minutes. Who was the most famous person you met and how did it go? 816-476-7093. The last person I met, and I told somebody this story that made me feel like, you know, I felt old because I didn't know who it was, but it was during Comic-Con, and I was sitting at the bar at the Lowe's Hotel, because that's where a lot of people stay.
Okay.
And it was the guy, the brother from, oh gosh, what's that show we used to watch on HBO?
Entourage, Johnny Drama.
Yes. Nobody knew who he was.
That is not how you
Kevin
told the
Dillon?
Story. I had no idea you didn't know who he was.
I knew who he was. I'm saying I was sharing the story.
You didn't know his real name. Did you call him Johnny Drama the
yes.
entire time?
Yeah, I did.
Oh my gosh.
What?
Embarrassing.
I got pictures of him. He loved my jacket. I had my Patrick Mahomes jacket on.
You think that's the most famous person you've ever met?
The last, because you were saying the last.
Well, you got to change it. You got to, because you've said two different things now. So are we going for the last celebrity we met or the most famous?
Or your favorite celebrity you've met?
Yeah, just
anything.
The most famous. You said you had one on the text line. You want to read that one real quick?
Oh, there was one here that said that they were able to meet President Obama. I think he came to their school, and then they followed it up with another text that said, he has the softest hands.
Good okay. for him.
So the most famous person you've ever met, start texting, and then, of course, we'll take calls in 3 minutes. Good morning, Kansas City. It's a Rocket and Tracy show. Heading till the weekend, almost like 24 hours. We'll be broadcasting from Comic-Con tomorrow morning. Excuse me. All right, so here's the question. Who is the most famous person you ever met, and how did it go? Because I love watching, like, little kids or even a grown adult, whenever they meet somebody, like, say, even a football game, or somebody gives them a pair of gloves or shoes or whatever, or jersey. I love that because this is something you're going to remember forever. Who was that famous person that you know you're going to remember forever?
I'm trying to think.
We've been very blessed, and we've got to meet a lot of people. So I can't really tell you who is the most famous. I really enjoyed meeting like Adam Sandler and Will Ferrell. Taylor Swift is one of the nicest people in the world.
And probably the most famous person in the world.
At the time, she wasn't, but now she is. I love all of the big slick celebrities. They've all been so nice. Jason Sudeikis, Eric Stone Street. All of them have been very pleasant.
That one didn't even register with me, all the big slick people. Right. I'm thinking the most famous I ever met was probably Cloris Leachman, but my favorite I ever met was Juliana Rancic.
Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. The most famous person you've ever met, and how did it go?
So my husband and I have our one celebrity cheat, right? So his is Jennifer Aniston and mine's Charlie Hunnam. Well, me and my daughters were walking through Bass Pro one day, and we ran into Charlie Hunnam. I have no idea why he was in Kansas City. I didn't ask or anything like that. But my daughter called him out. She was like, Mom, it's Charlie. And I said, huh? She goes, it's Charlie Hunnam, because she knows how much of a fan I am. And she screams across Bass Pro and goes, Charlie, my mom loves you.
So what did your three kids do while you cashed in on your hall pass?
Oh, no, I didn't catch it.
How's your husband been doing?
You know he's going to be there tomorrow, right? You know he's going to be at Planet Comic-Con this weekend.
Is he really?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. But no, we came home, and he came up to us, and he talked to us. He was super sweet, super nice, super respectful. But my daughter, whenever we got home, the funny part was, she goes, Mom, Dad, guess what? And he said, what? And she goes, like, Mom met her boyfriend today. And he didn't believe us until we showed him the pictures. And then he was like, oh, my gosh, that's not fair.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, thank you for sharing. Oh, by the way, we're giving away tickets to Planet Comic-Con later on, so maybe you can meet him again. Good morning, Mix, the most famous person you've ever met.
The most famous person I ever met was Tech N9ne. We were actually going to a Tech N9ne concert, me and my fiance and his brother, and we were walking back to the car really quick, and then when we started walking back to Power and Light, we passed these people just walking down the street, and we fist bumped them, and my fiance and his brother were like looking at each other so excited. They were like, that was Tech N9ne, and I didn't even realize that it was Tech N9ne until way later.
He's such a nice guy too.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he was. And then we met him at his brother's MMA fight, too. He just happened to be there.
Yeah. Hey, thank you so much for sharing. Good morning, Mix. The most famous person you ever met.
It was years ago in the company called, it was Joe Montana Steak Company, a restaurant right here in Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
I was a baby, and my dad went there, and I got a chance to take a picture with Joe Montana and Tony Gonzalez at the same time.
Okay, wow. That's actually awesome. Really cool.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah, if you had the picture, send it to us. I'd love to see it.
But it was awesome.
At least you had the picture, though, right?
Yeah, my dad still has the pictures to this day, and at that time, I didn't know even what football was. I was just a baby, but it is awesome to see it later.
That's so cool, man. Congrats. Good morning, Mix. The most famous person you've ever met.
So I've actually met Buck O'Neill twice, but both times I was so young, I had no idea who he was. Freaked out, wouldn't take a picture with him, and I regret this to this day because I've become such a huge baseball fan. And then I've also met Harold Reynolds. He's an MLB Network person, and he, not a fan of him anymore. He's not that pleasant, to be honest.
Oh, man.
Not that pleasant. Nice way of saying it, though. Thank you.
It's always disappointing when you really enjoy someone and you meet them and they're not nice.
Good morning, Mix. The most famous person you've ever met.
Hi. So I have met Art Still. He used to be a chess player back in the 80s, and he met my 5-year-old son, who was obsessed with the Chiefs, and gave him a jersey, and just watching my kid light up with him was so cool.
Yeah, I love watching kids when they meet their heroes on the football field or baseball or whatever sport it is. Thank you. Good morning, Mix. The most famous person you've ever met?
Mac Miller.
Nice.
Where'd you meet him?
We were flying back from a trip, and he happened to be on my connecting flight home from Atlanta to Kansas City, and he sat at the very back of the plane, and I remember getting off at KCI and taking a picture with him and getting an autograph.
Very cool.
Very, very cool. I think meeting somebody on a plane is very exciting, too. I didn't even know what it was. I had to ask Teresa. There was what was that house, Desperate Housewives?
Mm-hmm.
And I met the tall redhead We were on a plane.
She used to be on Melrose Place.
Yes,
yeah.
And somebody got sick, and I didn't know that she was a doctor, and she helped that person who like passed out in the aisle.
Well, that's cool.
And you were like, hey, help me. I need mouth-to-mouth. It got weird.
Help me.
Good morning, Mix. Most famous person you've ever met?
Yes, I met Bill Clinton once when he was president, and then another person I met was I was in New York to see a Broadway play, and just randomly on the street, I ran into Josh Groban and got a picture with him.
That's cool.
That's actually really cool. Thanks
yeah,
for sharing.
It was awesome.
I appreciate it. Good morning, Mix. The most famous person you've ever met?
Daniel Craig.
Okay. I'm a huge fan of Daniel Craig.
Was he super hot in person?
What's that?
Was he super hot?
I had no idea. We were sitting at a New York table during Fashion Week, me and my girlfriend were during a training session, and lo and behold, I look to my right, and just a foot and a half to my right is Daniel Craig and a couple other gentlemen, maybe during like filming a cast or something. But I looked at her across the table, and I was like doing the head nod thing, and she's like, "What?" I said, "Look," and she's like, she texted me, and she goes, "Bruce Willis." I said, "No," and she goes. And she texted me, "Better?" question mark. And I said, "Yes." And she finally looked. And at the end of the dinner, we had the whole night together sitting at this table next to him. And as soon as he got up, I said, "Pleasure to make your acquaintance." And she kicked me under the table because it was the dumbest thing. And I said, at least I said hello.
That's hilarious.
Pleasure to meet your acquaintance. Mr. Bond.
Mr. Bond, yes.
Thank you. What a great story.
She's like, I think that's how British people say hi to each other.
It could be in her crazy brain. Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Okay. So I was able to meet Will Smith at a Walmart convention here in Kansas City. I actually got a paid gig to dress up as the Penguins of Madagascar when they were releasing that movie.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were dressed up as the Penguins at the Walmart convention, and Will Smith came through. And I actually, you know, his Fresh Prince of Bel-Air where he would like slap and then throw his hand back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I got to kind of handshake him in his Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. I was dressed as a penguin the whole time, so of course he didn't know it was me.
You were like Penguin DJ Jazzy Jeff. I like it.
That's hilarious.
The best.
That's
right. Like I met Will Smith,
you.
And I was a penguin.
Good morning, Mix. Go ahead.
Yes, good morning. How are you?
Good. You?
Good. I'm doing great. My name is Brandy, and I wanted to say that I met Alex Smith at the Plaza.
Very cool.
What a great guy Alex Smith is.
Yeah, when he was still a quarterback, yeah. I had met him and his whole family.
Yeah, great, great guy. Thank you so much. Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Tony Gonzalez. I used to hang out with him back in the day, Warren Moon. Good people. Good people.
Where did you run into Tony?
Well, Tony, we used to hang out when he lived here and played here, and... he lost his cousin around the same time I lost my sister. And so he did a personalized happy birthday to my niece. And it was on a poster and had me call him. And she was 13. Her whole class was screaming and yelling. And I mean, good guy.
That's nice.
Great story.
You hear all these stories and, you know. He did that just because what she had went through. And then Warren went with that group to Chicago. And we had, like, ushers on either sides of us at the Cubs game. And we're like, how did we get here?
That's awesome. Thank you. Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead. All right, there, we lost you. Keep your texts coming in. Do you have some you want to read real quick?
I have so many. Jasmine said, we met Travis Kelce a few times. He's seriously the kindest. This says, about a year ago when I was in Nebraska for college, Tech 9 came in and I got to serve him. Somebody else met Common on a plane. Super nice. And Chris Jones is super nice. Melissa says her dad met Jack Nicholson in a Vegas elevator.
Okay, that would be cool.
I'm seeing a lot of nice stuff about Chiefs players, or former Chiefs players in this case. Tabitha and her son met Tyreek Hill. I met the cast of The O.C., Adam Brody, Ben McKenzie. Rafaela says she met Roman Reigns, Daniel Bryan, Jake the Snake, some of the Royals players, and I went to school with Samantha Fish. Lots of good stories.
You know how Teresa always gives me grief about not knowing or watching the TV show Friends?
Yes.
There was that time I was playing blackjack with a member of the Friends cast. Didn't know his name.
It's David Schwimmer.
Yeah.
Yeah, and remember that time also when we were at Universal Studios in California and they came up and they were like, hey, do you guys want to watch the taping of a live TV show? It's Friends. And Rocket goes, nah, we need to get back to the hotel. I will never forgive you for that, ever.
I would be like, he doesn't make the choices for me. Yes, the answer is yes, I want to go.
All right, a chance for you to meet famous people is going to be happening this weekend.
Yes, we are going to offer you a pair of tickets to go to the Sunday Planet Comic Con. That is coming up next with Who Am I?
Hey there, Casey. Hope you're having a great day. We have the hottest ticket in town, and I'm super excited about this. This has been coming to KC since 1999?
1 million years.
But it's just so cool that we have Comic Con here in KC. I gave some tickets to some friends who actually teared up because they're so excited to take their young kids to go see something like this.
Mm-hmm.
And we want you to be there. So we have a pair of tickets if you want to play our game.
Yeah, it's a pair of Sunday tickets to Planet Comic-Con Kansas City. It's happening at Bartle Hall this weekend. We are so excited to go. Some of the celebrities include Matthew Lillard, Henry Winkler, the cast of Boy Meets World, and so many more.
Don't forget Charlie Hunnam. We figured out that woman said he's her hall pass.
That's right.
And he's in town. Yes.
We want you to call now, 816-476-7093. It's a game of Who Am I? I'm going to play an audio clip, and if you can name the person, you'll win those tickets.
Do you want me to get somebody on the phone first?
Yes, please.
Okay. Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Megan.
Megan, are you ready to play Who Am I?
Not really, but I'm going to try.
I love the confidence.
All right, here we go.
A lot of times people talk about that sell me this pen scene. And I use it as a really good example of the way that Marty kind of works.
Who am I?
Not me. No. I don't know.
Good, thanks. Good morning, Mix. Who am I? Going once.
Hello.
Going twice.
Hi.
Hi, who am I?
Oh, my gosh.
What's your guess?
All
okay,
right.
She just panicked.
She's like, he's yelling at me and I don't know the answer.
Good morning, Mix. What's the answer?
Is it Jordan Belfort?
No, it's not.
Good morning, Mix. Who am I? Turn your radio down.
That hurts my ear.
Yes. Who am I? You're on the air.
Can you play it again, please?
A lot of times people talk about that sell me this pen scene. And I use it as a really good example of the way that Marty kind of works.
Who am I?
Oh, man. This one's hard.
Sorry.
Tell me when you want a couple clues, Rocket.
Let me get rid of this call here. Go here. All right, give it a couple clues.
First clue, when he says Marty, he's talking about Martin Scorsese. Second clue is he's going to be at Planet Comic-Con this weekend.
A lot of times people talk about that sell me this pen scene. And I use it as a really good example of the way that Marty kind of works.
Who am I?
Who am I?
Turn your radio down.
Turn your radio down.
Bye. Good morning, Mix. Who am I?
Wolf of Wall Street. That was John Bernthal.
Excellent work, my guy. Good job.
I totally forgot he was. Is he in that movie?
Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, I know that scene.
I'm sorry. Say it. Say that again. We missed your comment.
I said I remember when Leonardo DiCaprio said, "Sell me this pen," and the one that said, "Hey man, write down your number." He was like supply and demand. So that's John Bernthal. He's also in The Walking Dead.
That's right, he is. And he's also fine. He's going to be at Planet Comic Con this weekend, and you just won a pair of tickets.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Who's going to go with you?
I'll probably take one of my friends.
That's so cool. Hey, man, thank you so much for listening. We're going to put you on hold, so we'll tell you you can get your tickets, okay?
Okay.
You bet. Hold on. All right, let's take a break. When we come back,
something very cool that Jason Kelsey did for one of his soon-to-be former co-workers, and who makes the most money in Hollywood.
Good morning, KC. We could see some rain today afternoon. It is a Rocket and Teresa show, and I don't know about you, but I'm kind of geeking out. Tomorrow, we're going to be out of this box, and we're going to be at Comic-Con.
That's right. Planet Comic-Con going on all weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and we'll be there tomorrow. Let's talk about some of the things in the entertainment world that are going on. You like the story about Jason Kelsey that we've been talking about this morning. There's more to it. Would you like to hear it?
Absolutely.
I'm so happy because I have a lot to say.
What if he was like, nah?
So it's a story that has been circulating since yesterday about Jason Kelsey and something really cool he did for someone that he worked with at the Philadelphia Eagles. And it was his trainer who taped up his ankles for the press conference. And we wanted to know, why is he wearing tape? I went and saw this guy's actual Instagram, and it's a little bit long, but I think it's worth hearing. He says, in what would be his final season when I was diagnosed with cancer and had to undergo radiation and chemo, Jason offered his shore house if I needed to get away. And he offered to pay for meal services to help my wife and I out. And he called me randomly when I had been home too sick to come in because of chemo, just to check on me. And then he goes on to say, I taped this guy's ankles and thumbs every day for 13 seasons. And when he played his last game in Tampa, again, I couldn't be there due to cancer. And when he told me he would be retiring, I expressed my regret of not being the last person to ever tape him. He offered to have me tape him for his retirement press conference. That's who he is. And I hope these stories can add to an already unbelievable legacy.
Whatever.
God, thanks. I needed that.
We wiped some tears. Hold on. In other entertainment news this morning, the armorer on the set of Rust has been found guilty of involuntary manslaughter in the death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins. She was killed when the prop gun held by actor Alec Baldwin fired a live round. Hannah Gutierrez-Reed now faces up to 18 months in prison, and then Alec Baldwin's trial starts in July. Dakota Johnson and Coldplay's Chris Martin are reportedly engaged after 6 years of dating. He is 47, she's 34, and apparently gets along very well with Gwyneth Paltrow, his ex, and the mother of his children.
I love how they set up their family life and they've come together and stayed positive for the kids, which I realize are not little kids anymore. But have you noticed that Dakota Johnson looks better than ever now?
I totally agree with that.
She is killing it.
She has a great personality too. She is so fun and quirky, and I just absolutely love watching interviews with her. Mike Tyson is going to fight Jake Paul this summer in what Netflix is calling a boxing mega event. The former world heavyweight champion will take on the YouTube star in a bout on July 20th. It'll be in Dallas, and the event will be live streamed on Netflix for all subscribers. Barbie's Role Model series is available now in honor of Women's History Month. You can now have a Shania Twain Barbie, one for Viola Davis, Helen Mirren, and even Kylie Minogue. Adam Sandler tops Forbes list. Announce your B's, Teresa. Enunciate. Whatever. Adam Sandler tops Forbes list of the highest paid actors of 2023. $73 million. He's followed by Margot Robbie at $59 million and Tom Cruise at $45. And again, these are just acting things alone contributing to their money. It doesn't count like Ryan Reynolds, you know, has a phone company and a soccer team and all that other stuff. This is just how much money they've made in the movie industry.
So, because Adam Sandler, he pays for like his own movies, right?
Well, he's got a big deal with Netflix.
Gotcha.
Have you seen Spaceman?
I have not.
Okay. I was totally misled by Spaceman because I read this book called The Hail Mary Project, which is one of the best books I've ever read of all time. But it does deal with this guy that goes to space and meets an extraterrestrial that kind of looks like a spider. So when I saw these trailers for Spaceman, Adam Sandler, I was like, sweet, best book ever being made into a movie. And then I watched it. It's based on an entirely different book. Total coincidence that it's a big spider thing. I was like, well, this is awkward. Glad I didn't talk about this on the radio ahead of time. But now here's my truth.
This is why I don't read. Things like that happen to me all the time.
It's so stressful.
Yes. Yeah, you probably shouldn't do it. It's not good for your health. No. That's your tabloid trash brought to you by Lean Kitchen. Save time and money with healthy grab-and-go meals that are delicious from Lean Kitchen KC. Locally owned, 5 locations. LeanKitchenKC.bottle.com.
Good morning, KC. It's a Rocket and Teresa show. Super excited about tomorrow. We're taking the show on the road. This is one of these places where you go. If you've never been to Comic-Con, I suggest you take your family going there because everybody fits in anytime, wherever you are at Comic-Con.
Yeah, Planet Comic-Con, you always keep talking about the little kids, but Rocket, you're going to see 40-year-old men dressing up as superheroes, and it's amazing. It's one of the things I love about it.
We were just talking earlier about how it's like, they were young when they saw some of these shows because there's something for every age at Comic-Con.
Yeah, there's stuff from 70s TV. There's stuff from that's currently on TV or movies in theaters right now. Everything.
It's just fun, to, like I said, just to walk around and people watch if you like to people watch.
Yes, and tomorrow we will be looking into each other's eyes as we broadcast live, and it's going on at Bartle Hall from tomorrow through Sunday.
All right, Steve Serrano is coming up next, but before we leave...
I guess speaking of looking into each other's eyes, we need to take a second look.
Is your forehead okay? When we got to work, there was something on your head.
I don't know. Is your forehead okay, Rocket? What's on yours? Is that a big L I see on your forehead?
Got him. Jinx.
We got to work, and we were filming a video, and I guess Teresa spotted something on her head, and she couldn't let it go.
You couldn't let it go.
She was trying to live her life, and you're like, guys, I am so distracted by that spot on Teresa.
You okay?
I'm not even going to give you eye contact. I'm not going to give you satisfaction.
Oh, wow.
Of looking into my beautiful eyes.
It's okay. He doesn't need eye contact during. He's fine either way.
He actually prefers non-eye contact. Yeah. Don't look at me. Turn around.
Doesn't everybody?
Turn around.
Okay, now that went too far.
No, it didn't. Yeah, I mean, no, like, it didn't. It was just right.
On that note, until tomorrow, have a wonderful day. You deserve it.
God bless.
Be kind.
Show's over.
And we're done.
We've already run out of time again.
And this is where we say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Don't say goodbye.
Who'd like to hang around and help clean up?
That ended well.
Rocket and Teresa and Tara in the morning. Mix 93.3.